Hello, and welcome to ID the Future. This is Sarah Chaffee at the Center for Science and Culture. Did you know that an octopus can think with its tentacles? Dr. Jeffrey Simmons, author of Billions of Missing Links, notes, "Not only is the octopus unique, but it is one of the more interesting species in the sea. It certainly is one of the smartest. It functions with distributed intelligence, meaning that its thinking occurs both in the brain as well as in billions of neurons distributed along its tentacles. This design works very well for such needs as reaching into darkened crevices and tearing open clamshells. Imagine the benefit if we could do the same. A student could do homework with one hand and play video games with the other. No one knows how this distributed thinking came about." Illustra Media's new documentary, Living Waters, Intelligent Design in the Oceans of the Earth, explores the lives of fascinating sea creatures. But more on that in a moment. First, here are some more interesting facts from Simmons about the octopus. Octopi are one of the very few animals that have observational intelligence. One classic experience had a group of octopi watching from their separate aquariums while another octopus would receive food whenever it played with a red ball, not a yellow ball. Overwhelmingly, the octopi observers selected the red ball when they were given their turn. Octopi are also very versatile. They can change color to fit their environment, change color to reflect their emotions, red for anger, white for fear, and change shapes for offense or defense. They can mimic a flounder, a coconut, or a snake. Some octopi as large as 10 feet across can slip through a 1.5-inch pipe. Simmons goes on in Billions of Missing Links to point out briefly the difficulty of natural selection to evolve as sophisticated an animal as the octopus. One aspect that particularly defies evolution theory is the fact that every mother octopus dies very soon after her babies are born. The hatchlings are literally on their own. Except for moments during procreation, they live a solo life. Yet somehow, they know from the very start how to carry out their lives. This is an all or none phenomenon. Both octopi and sea turtles are born with powerful instincts that enable them to survive. Like the octopus hatchlings Dr. Simmons discusses, baby sea turtles know from the very start how to care for themselves. Almost immediately after birth, they leave their beaches and head for the ocean, swimming out to open sea. Imprinted with an internal map connected to the Earth's magnetic field, baby sea turtles navigate hundreds of miles to reach their feeding grounds. Illustra's newest intelligent design documentary, Living Waters, has lots more information about sea turtles and shows in detail how they imprint with the magnetic coordinates of their birthplace, navigate across the ocean using the Earth's magnetic field, and find the way back to their natal beach a decade or more later. If you like turtles and other sea creatures, and you're in Seattle later this summer, then you're in luck. On August 7th, Discovery Institute will host the Northwest film premiere of Living Waters, Intelligent Design in the Oceans of the Earth, at McCall Hall in Seattle. That's Friday, August 7th. For more information, visit discovery.org to register. That's www.discovery.org. I'm Sarah Chaffee for the Center for Science and Culture. Thank you for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2015. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.